Okay, Rabotai. Tonight is Monday night, February 17. This is the Gemara share. We're up to Moed Katan, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Four lines after the lines get wide. Amar Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yeshua. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yeshua, Hakol Modim Kishechol Shlishi Shelo Lios Erev Haregel. We have seen a machloikis as to when we apply the halacha of mitzas hayom kikulo. There were those, the machloikis is between the chachamim and abashol. According to the chachamim, the halacha doesn't exist. According to Abba Shaul, it always exists. The only debate we had was, does it apply after the Shiva and not after the Shloshim? Does it apply after the Shloshim but not after the Shiva? That's what we had already. Tonight, Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Yeshua, is going to introduce a third possibility. That the only time we apply mitzvah hayon kikulo is at the very end of a particular unit. If the unit has an opportunity to expire normally and naturally. So if either the Shiva is about to expire because 7 days have lapsed. So at the end of the Shiva, last day of the Shiva, we can say Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo. Or after the Shloshim, 30 days have lapsed. And all Nihuge Shloshim were observed for 30 days. However, if Yom Tov is going to terminate the Shiva, and under those circumstances, we cannot apply Mitzas Hayom Kikulo on Erev Yom Tov. But the illustration that he gives is Bayom HaShlishi. That's his illustration. And there's going to be a Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, whether the illustration is to be taken seriously or not. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Huna de Yeshua, Hakol Modim. Whether you believe that we apply Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo to the Shloshim or to the Shiva, everybody says, Kishechol Shlishi Shelo Lios Erev HaRegel, if the third day of the Shiva is Erev Yom Tov, that we definitely do not say Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo on that third day, and you have to wait until a night time in order to bathe. You have to wait until Yom Tov itself in order to bathe. She'asurin b'rechitza ad ha'erev. That's what Rav Yeshua said, and Rav Huna quoted him. No questions yet? No questions? Okay. Omar.
Don't tempt me.
Omar Rav Nechemya Berei de Rav Yeshua. Rav Nechemya said in the name of Rav, in the son of Rav Yeshua. Ashkach tinu l'Rav Papi u'l'Rav Papa. I once noticed Rav Papi and Rav Papa. Di Yasvi v'ko Amre were sitting and saying, Halacha ki Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yeshua. The halacha is like Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yeshua. Igo da Amri, Others cited it a little differently. Amar Rav Nechemya Berei de Rav Yosef Ashkachtinu l'Rav Papi u'l'Rav Papa u'l'Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yeshua D'yasvei v'ka Amrei Hakol Modin She'imchal Shlishi Shelo Lios Erev HaRegel She'osur B'rechitza Ad HaErev. So either they said, it's the same thing, either they said they quoted the halacha, or they quoted the author of the opinion that the halacha is like Rav Huna. Fine. So first machloikis we're going to see is Rashi versus almost everybody else. Take a look at Rashi b'dibur hamaskil, she'asur b'rechitza ad ha'erev. Rashi takes the illustration of Rav Huna seriously. Namely, we had seen an opinion previously that makes a distinction between the first 3 days and the next 4 days. That certain halachos can be waived days 4 through 7, but they cannot be waived days 1 through 3. So here, Rashi is saying, if you have not at least observed 3 days of Shiva, why haven't you observed full 3 days of Shiva? Because the third day is Erev Yom Tov, so I could have been tempted to apply the halacha of Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo on this day, on the third day. Says Rav Huna, you cannot apply Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo on the third day. Why not? Devadai Shalosh Shleimin Be'inon. You definitely need at least 3 days of Shiva Ad HaErev. Ulo Erev, and at night, Yom Tov night, Rocheitz Bitzono. So he can wash on Yom Tov with hot water. I mean, cold water. Or if he so desires, yamtin at cholosh ha'moed v'yirchatz b'chamin. Or if he wants to take a hot shower, he should wait until cholosh ha'moed and then take a shower on cholosh ha'moed.
Why can't he take a hot shower on yamtin?
We're going to learn that. We'll see. So that's what Rashi says. Inference from Rashi, if the Shiva started 4 days before Erev Yom Tov, and day number 4, day number 5, or day number 6 was Erev Yom Tov, Rashi believes that Rav Huna would agree that Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo applies. Why? Because he will have had the full complement of 3 days of Shiva. So Rashi believes that since earlier in the Gemara, top of the Brisa, the top line of the Gemara, on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, which we always spoke about, Hakover Es Meso Shlosha Yom Kodom L'Regel, is Batla Regel. But if you Yontif came 2 days before, we would say, according to that opinion, we don't paskin that way, but according to that opinion, you interrupt the observance of Shiva after 2 days. You don't observe Shiva during Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, you resume the next 5 days of Shiva. There is such an opinion. So Rashi believes that Rav Huna is now continuing that opinion, that the Ikar is first 3 days. Nothing in this world can interrupt the first 3 days of the Shiva. But once days 1 through 3 have been completed, and now it's day 4, 5, or 6, then Abba Shaul, who is the author of Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo, will apply Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo if it's Erev Yom Tov, and you don't have to wait until Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed to bathe in either cold water or hot water, according to Rashi. Yes.
But why? What happens at 7 o'clock in the morning on Erev Yom Tov that should trigger Mitzvah Yom Kikulo? What should cause
it? Because it's the last day that you will be observing Shiva. It's the last day.
But it has to come in conflict with Simchas Yom Tov, whatever.
So it will.
7 in the morning, Erev Yom Tov?
No. The night today, the third day, will lead into the fourth day. So by tonight, I can't observe any Shiva. So when is my last day of Shiva in reality? Tuesday. Whenever Erev Yontav is. That's my last day. So I could have said that since today in reality is my last day, so mitzvah sayon kekula. And now, 7 o'clock in the morning, I can take a shower in preparation for Yom Tov. Yeah.
So how does he count, according to Rashi, when do you start counting day one? So let's say...
After the day of the Kfura.
No, but why should he count as he needs a full day? So when does the full day start as a full day?
No.
Count the first
So you're asking that if you deny mitzvah sayon kekula, that we saw is a different machlokes. Right. Do we say mitzvah sayon kekula at the beginning of a sequence? But the answer is we do.
But does he want, but according to Rashi, does he still need 3 full days of...
We don't know that. We don't know what he would say. He doesn't talk about it. His only talking about is when we're going to terminate, other than for the fact that we counted 7 days. And according to Rashi, it's other than the fact that I didn't count 3 days. As to when you started the 3 days, that's not his discussion. It could be a point is well taken. It could be that he needed 3 complete days, in which case, let's assume he buried him at night, then had, let's say it was Saturday night they buried him, Sunday was Monday, Monday was Tuesday, and Tuesday's the third day. Or if you say we don't care about that issue and we apply Mixas Hayom at the beginning, under those circumstances, he buried him whenever it was on Sunday. Tuesday is not a third day of the Shiva. That's the way we passed it. As long as you sit before Shkia Sechama, that day counts. Yeah.
So is the machloket over what is the minimum media right to requirement of the Shiva, the 3 days? No, that's the statement.
No. Everybody says you need 7 days. But day number 3 is the first 3 days are more severe. And no one ever said that is because 3 days, I've never seen any shita that says 3 days is d'oraisa, 4 days is d'rabbanan. No. Never come with such a cross. Either they're all d'rabbanan, or the first day is a d'oraisa. That's it. Or they're all d'oraisa. But no one ever said after day 3 is the end of the din d'oraisa. It's just that it's more severe. Rashi showed us that there were certain halachos that are eased after day number 3. Under no circumstances can a person go to work whatsoever on the first 3 days. Day number 4, if he has ein lo ma'achol, he can have some adumalacha for him, some say he can go out. There are easing of certain restrictions after day 3. That is correct.
That's why you called it ikar. You used the term.
That's why I used the word ikar. That's Rashi's. That's correct. Yes. He didn't say that, but that's what he believes. Yeah. So that's Rashi. Everybody else disagrees with Rashi and claims that when the Gemara says, Hakover es meso, shlishi, third day of regel, it doesn't mean only shlishi. It means any time. They use shlishi. I don't know why they use shlishi, but it could be the 4th day, the 5th day, the 6th day.
Second day.
The second day makes no difference. And tells us that whenever you are going to interrupt the Shiva because of the arrival of Yom Tov, the halacha of Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo does not apply. Does not apply on that last day.
That's exactly the point of Rashi.
No, Rashi says on day 4 it is.
That there's no reason why you should pick the third day.
I agree with you. That's obviously running through Rashi's mind. Correct. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Yeah, you're talking about another issue, but if you look at, I don't want to do the whole Tosfos now. If you look in the middle of the Tosfos, it's the 1, 2, 3, 4 lines in the middle of the fourth wide line. because Tosfos starts with a different issue. We'll leave the whole Tosfos. Where it says, Bahag Mefaresh. Everybody have it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bahag Mefaresh?
Yeah.
The middle of the Tosfos. Behag Ba'alochos Mefaresh. Hu Hadin Revi'i Vechamishi Asur Ad Ha'erev. That it's not only the third day, but Revi'i Bachamishi as well. Revi'i Bachamishi as well. And in fact, the Rambam tells us so explicitly. If you take a packet for a minute, go to page 6. Page 6. So the Rambam formulates it in a way where you'll get the point pretty quickly. Says the Rambam, Chal Shishi Shelo Ba'erev HaRegel. If the sixth day of the Shiva comes out on Erev Yantar, there's got to be enough copies. There's got to be plenty of copies. Chal Shishi Shelo Ba'erev HaRegel. Ve'ein tzorich lomar chamishi or shlishi. Certainly, if it's what? The fifth day or the third day. Eino migaleach. He's not allowed to take a haircut. Ve'lo batla mimenu ela zeras shiva bilvat. Ve'eino rocheitz. Ve'eino mutor lirchotz. Ve'losuch. Ve'lo lasos melacha. Ad sheyikanes Yom Tov, until Yom Tov itself starts. The Yom Tov mafsik shar hashiva. And then Yom Tov itself will terminate the shiva. So the Rambam clearly disagrees with Rashi. He starts off, if the sixth day of, that's the worst possible case you can get, where it will not work, mitzvah sayon, because on the seventh day, it does work. But on the sixth, the fifth, or the third, or the fourth, makes no difference. Under all circumstances, we will not terminate the halacha based on the yeshiva based on mitzas hayoyim kikula. Based on mitzas hayoyim kikula. That's machloikis number one. Then machloikis number two. The illustration which the Gemara gives to indicate that the Shiva has not terminated is that you are not permitted to bathe. Not permitted to bathe. However, there are other activities that an Avel is not permitted to do during the Shiva. What about those activities? Can he shave? Well, he can't shave. Why? Because it's going to continue into the shloshim. Okay. Can he do something else? So, like, okay. Can he go out to do malacha? Can he take off his shoes? Can he do kibbutz? Can he do laundry?
Can he learn Torah?
What? Can he learn Torah? Exactly. There are many halachot. So this is going to be another machloikis, harishonim, as to why the Gemara selected rechitza. So, as we'll see, what the each one says. Some say it's only rechitza that has to be delayed, and all other malachos, or many other isuri avelos, can be permitted on day number, Erev Yom Tov, whenever it is. 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. And others say Rechitza is just an illustration because the Gemara many times mentions Rechitza for Isurei Avelos. So let's take a look at that machloikis.
Is it Erev Yantif or on
Yantif? It is Erev Yantif.
We're allowing these things on Erev Yantif now.
We're not allowing them. Rav Huna says you have to wait until Yom Tov.
Right, these are all
but the question is, other than Rechitza, will we allow them on Erev Yantif or not?
Well, why are you saying Erev and not Yantif? Because you can't do them on Yantif.
Because everybody knows that on Yantif you can't do laundry.
So but how would you allow if you're not applying mitzvahs anyway?
So then it would be saying that Rav Huna is not really being mechadish that we don't say mitzvah hayoyim. You might say mitzvah hayoyim, but it's not going to release you of what? All the Isuri Avelis. We'll see. We'll see what the machloikis is.
There's also mixas, meaning that it's much later than a day than mixas. Normally, if we hold mixas, that means at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's mixas.
Correct.
But now we're saying, we're going to say that also with these other halachas?
Yes. Yes. And then, there's going to be a third opinion, quoted by Rishayim. We're going to read it inside. That even Rav Huna v'Rei de Rabbi Yoshua did not necessarily mean you got to wait till Yom Tov. He meant you couldn't do it early in the morning.
So quasi-mitzvah.
You can start taking a shower as soon as mincha time comes. If you daven mincha, or when mincha time arrives. Well, we'll see. It'll be a couple opinions.
This is Adair.
What?
This is Adair.
Right? And the diuk that many are going to make, it says, it doesn't say Ad Halayla.
Right.
It says Ad Erev. Erev is, you know, in the eve, towards the evening. That's what we'll see. So, let's take a look at Tosfos, then we'll see the Rush, then the Rambam. So, yeah. Take a look at Tosfos, the beginning, She'asa Berechitza. Pirish Bekudras, Ula Erev Yachol Lirchotz Gufo Bitzona. He can wash his whole body with cold water. Inami, alternatively, Panov Yodov Viraglov, and the word Bechamin is missing. He could wash his hands and face on at night with hot water. Avol Kol Gufo Bechamin Lov. But your entire body on Yom Tov, taking a full shower or a bath on Yom Tov with hot water, is prohibited. The Asur Lirchotz B'Yom Tov. It is prohibited to bathe on Yom Tov. So take a look at, put your fingers up in Platz there, and now take out the sheet for a second and go to page number 4. Page number 4. And I'll show you a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And a comment of Tosfos. The Mishnah says, Beit Shammai omrim, Lo yecham odom chamin liraglov, Ela imkein reuyim lishtiyah. You are not permitted on Yom Tov to boil up water to wash your face, your feet, unless the waters are suitable for drinking, to make a kaveh adarate. Ubeisilo matirin. And Beisilo says, you can boil up water to wash yourself, even if the waters are not suitable for drinking. Okay? So, is the kernel of this machloikis? What are they arguing about? Good, excellent. Found. That's what some Rishonim say. Some Rishonim, well, that's Tosfos. The Rashba is going to be very smart, and you fell into Rashba's trap by saying mitoich, and I'm going to show you why he says it's not mitoich, but we're going to learn that way initially. So take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom of the page. Lo yecham adam kamin el imkein re'uyin lishtiya. V'im toim marechul defreg in akasha. Me'eze tam sharu beishamai va'afilu re'uyin lishtiya. What reason could possibly Beit Shammai give you to allow you to boil up water to wash your feet simply on account of the fact that what? That they're suitable for drinking. Beit Shammai is of the opinion that the halacha of mitoich shehutra litzorech, hutra nami shelo litzorech, doesn't exist. That means whatever melacha you're allowed to do on Yom Tov is only for food-related purposes. You are not allowed to do anything for non-food-related purposes. Asks Tosfos, just because the waters are suitable for drinking, but you're not drinking, what are you doing with the water? You're bathing. So you're washing your feet. Since when does Shammai allow you to do something to wash, do a melacha, so that you can wash your feet off? Shammai only allows ach asher ye'ochel lichol nefesh. Only ochel nefesh.
Would he allow you to boil a whole pot of water just to take up a glass of, and then just take a glass of tea and use the rest for?
That's what Tosha is going to answer. But he had to drink some.
He has to drink some, right.
That's what Tosha is going to say.
It's the same thing with the cooking extra yantar thing.
Yeah. All right. It may not be the same. That's an isur of marbet to be ribui bishiyurim, cooking extra. But here you're talking about an isur doraisa according to Shammai. If it's not litzorech hakol nefesh, it's asur midoraisa. V'yeshloi mar, so Tosis answers, demairi kigon shishosa. He didn't drink a glass of litay. Umarbe, but he added a little more water to the pot. Lirchotz raglav. The Hachi sa behed Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that explicitly. The Lebe Shammai tzorich lishtos mehen. Be Shammai says you must be drinking some of the water. Ubeis Hillel matirin. Now Tosis adds, Vidafka liraglav. What are you allowed to boil up hot water for on Yom Tov? Only for your feet or your face and your hands. Avolechol gufo moded asur. But to wash, to boil up water for your entire body, even if you drank a whole gallon of water, you're not allowed to use it for rechitzas kol gufo. The davar hashaveh lechol nefesh beinan. You, in order to do a malacha on Yom Tov, you need a benefit which everybody thinks is a necessary benefit for you on Yom Tov. V'zeh eino ra'ui ela l'bnei adam me'unagin. This, a shower, a full body shower, a bath, is only considered a benefit for those who are mefunakim. They, you know, they got to be super clean. But hands and face, everybody considers as an absolute necessity, and therefore you are permitted to do so.
Mode here is Beis Hillel, is mode of the Beit Shammai, that it's only Raglav and Yadav.
That is correct. And this is the Tosis that the Rav always quoted and said, why you're allowed to take a shower today on Yantav. Based on the fact that today, in our day and age, it's not only Mefunakim who need a shower every single day. Every person showers every single day, and therefore in our generation in North America it's considered davar hashava lechol nefesh. And that's why you're allowed to take a shower. Yeah. On Yom Tov. Yeah. Now, does anybody happen to remember another Mishnah in Maseches Beitza where there's a similar machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether we apply mitoich or not? Well, I didn't think you would remember, but anyhow, only joking. So I provided the Mishnah for you on page number 5.
Karen.
Beit Shammai omrim a motziin, and this is earlier. That's the one we did on the first daf chaf beis. This is yud beis. Beis Shammai omrim a motziyan lo asakatan v'les halula v'lo asefer Torah l'rishus harabim ubeis hilu matir. Beis Shammai says concerning the isur of hotzah, you're not allowed to carry a child, you're not allowed to carry a lulav, you're not allowed to carry a sefer Torah in a public domain on Yom Tov ubeis hilu matirin. Beis Hillel said you can only carry food. Excuse me. Beit Shammai says you're only allowed to carry food. Nothing else on Yom Tov. And the Gemara says that the debate is based on mitoich. This is the famous case of mitok shehutra letzorech, hutra na mishalo letzorech ona. Hillel says that once you're allowed to do a melacha letzorech achol nefesh, such as carrying, therefore you're allowed to carry none ochol nefesh food, such as a child, or your talus, or your keys. And Shammai doesn't acknowledge that halach of mitoich, and therefore you're only allowed to carry food. So what question do you think the Rashba will ask about the second Mishnah that we learned, in light of the first Mishnah that we learned? What question do you think the Rashba will ask on Tosfos?
What are we learning new here?
The second Mishnah, the one we learned first, is not mechadish anything. It's once again quoting the machloikis whether mitoich applies or not, but a different malacha. On Daf Yud Beis, it's talking about Hotzah, and on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, it's talking about
Bishul.
Why don't I have a third Mishnah that talks about another malacha? About Shechita. There's such a brisa. Whether you're allowed to shecht an olas ha'of on Yantav or not. You know, because you don't eat an olas ha'of. So Shammai says you get malchus for shechting an olas ha'of. And Bishilu says, no, one Shechita you're allowed to do to shecht the kavu shlamim, you can shecht an olas ha'of as well on Yantav. We don't do that. Mishnayos don't repeat cases just to illustrate the same principle. In fact, Mishnayos teach not by quoting principles. Mishnayos teach by quoting practical illustrations that the people will be familiar with, and then you communicate the principle through the concrete illustration. That's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's style. So, why did he need this? Therefore, the Rashba says the machloikis in on the Chav Aleph on the Beis has nothing to do with mitoich. What they're arguing is, what is the definition of ochel nefesh? According to Shammai, the definition of ochel nefesh is only food. That's it. Hillel says the definition of ochel nefesh is bodily benefit, any bodily benefit. So even if Beis Hillel denied mitoich, he still would argue on the chafal from the Beis about boiling up water to wash your face, wash your feet. Why? Because ach asher ye'ochel lechol nefesh doesn't necessarily mean eat to eat. But it's why? How do I know it means consumed in any fashion on the benefit of your nefesh? How do I know? Because the Torah doesn't say ach asher yochal lechol nefesh. Yochal means what? To eat. Ye'achel means to what? To be consumed. That's what the word ye'achel means. To be consumed. Not only, for example, the Torah says in this week's Parsha, Parshish Mishpatim, concerning Shor HaNiskal, which is Asur Bahana'a, an ox that gores, is to be put to death, and you're not allowed to have any benefit from the ox that gores, and the Torah uses the expression, V'lo ye'ochel bisaro. You can't eat its meat. Now why can't that pasuk mean you can't eat the meat? Because it's nevela. It's dead. It didn't die through a kosher shechita. How did it die? The animal was stoned. Sakol yisakel, v'lo ye'ochel bisaro. So obviously the word ye'achel means not to be consumed in any other benefit way. So that's why Shammai and Hillel argue how far I can take the word ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh. Shammai says the way the Torah means is only the benefit of eating. Hillel says it's the benefit of what? Any physical benefit whatsoever. But they are not arguing about the halach of mitoich under those circumstances. So that's how the Rashba learns that machloikis. But in any event...
But
Yeah.
But he would agree with Tosfos' conclusion that he still has to drink a little bit.
Yes, according to Shammai. That is correct. He's still 100%. Yes. So, that's what Tosfos says at the beginning of our Tosfos. Let's continue with Tosfos. Now we're on the first wide line of the Tosfos. So Tosfos said, the only thing that you can do on Yom Tov is to boil up water to wash your hands and your face. Inami, yesh lefaresh bechamei tverya. We can explain what the Gemara means here about even washing your whole body on Yom Tov night, because we didn't allow you to take a bath on Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov, because we're not applying the halach of mixus hayom kekulo. But you're going to take a whole bath. How? Not by water boiled up by humans, but naturally hot water. The hot Chamei Tveria springs. Right? Inami, a third possibility, is Lishtov Mutter. Lishtov means to boil up water before Yom Tov, and what? And pour it on yourself on Yom Tov. Just take a bucket and pour it, like we call a shower today. So that, Tosfos would say, would be mutter. Because there is no concern, since you boiled up the water, Meir of Yom Tov, we're not worried that you're going to boil up water again. You'll use that water to pour on your head. So in those circumstances, again, we can come up with a way how you're allowed to bathe yourself on Yom Tov. Kedisa b'perikira, or inami b'chamin shehuchmu b'karka, that's like Meitveria, v'oma b'perikira machlokis b'chamin shehuchmu b'kli. The only machlokis is about chamin shehuchmu b'kli. Okay, that's not important anymore. Asks Tosfos. The imtoimar maishna de lo amrinan mixus hayom kekulu b'shlishi u'b'shvi'i l'rabbanan u'b'shvi'i l'avashol mixus sharina yidei mixus hayom kekulu. As Tosfos, why wouldn't we say mixus hayom kekulu on day number 3 or on day number 4? Why would we say, Avashol says you say it on day 7, why can't you say that he would agree that even on day 3 as well? V'chi teima mishum de'efshar lirchotz b'yom tov v'lo yehe nivul. If you would like to suggest, you know why he said it? Because the Gemara only talk about nivul, rechitza. Now rechitza, if you want, don't go 3 days without bathing. Not so terrible. Not so terrible. But when does Abba Shoal allow you to do it? When that's on the 7th day. To go 7 days without a shower, that would be terrible, to walk into Yom Tov like that. If that's what you want to suggest, Tenach Rechisa. That might explain bathing. Elo Kibus Ma'ika LeMeimar. If your clothes are dirty on day number 7, so everybody allows you to wash your garments in the morning because they're dirty, and you want to have clean clothing for when? For Yom Tov. Well, if it's only after 3 days and your clothes are dirty, it's going to be the same dirty on after 3. If they're dirty, it makes no difference when they got dirty. Day number 3, day number 4, day number 5, or day number 7. Why would he not allow you to wash your garments Erev Yom Tov in the morning, just like he allows you to wash them on day number 7? Michael Lemeimer, V'ein Nilruri, the Kibus Shari B'Shlishi. You're right, says the Reed. The only thing that what? You can't do until Yom Tov starts is what? Mechitza. You know why? Because you have an option. You can wait until Yom Tov night, just as we explained. You can bathe yourself to some extent, not a complete bath, according to Tosfos, but even some way to get your whole body wet by just pouring a pail of water over your head. Kibus, there ain't no way to do that on Yom Tov. So the Ri says that kibbutz is 100% mutter erev yom tov in the morning. That's the Ri. V'yesh loimar, and Tosfos says, no, I disagree. The ba'avelus shiva chamir tfei, that with avelus of shiva, we are going to insist that you do not apply mixus hayom kekulo, and you have to observe all isurim, not like the Ri just said, all isurim the entire third day. Bahag mefaresh, hu adin reviv yachamishi, also ado erev. It's not only the third day, but the fourth and the fifth day as well. Ulepeirusho, adkan pirush hatoisus. Vaharit piresh ad haerev, hainu mi be'erev yom tov. The Rit says, the Rabbeinu Yom Tov, that you're allowed to do everything later in the afternoon, and the only thing that is denied is what? That you can't do it in the morning. Ulafuke delo shari min haboker. You can't do it in the morning. So that, if that's the case, it changes the whole perspective of what Rav Huna Barev Yeshua said. He didn't say there's no mitzvah sayon kikulo. Because I've never seen mitzvah sayon kikulo means you got to wait till the afternoon. Either you say mitzvah sayon kikulo and you can take it in the morning, or you don't say mitzvah sayon kikulo and you got to wait for the whole day to expire. So what does he say? Well, what is this opinion? It's not predicated upon mitzvah sayon kikulo. What is hakol moedim? Hakol moedim means that even though Yom Tov is going to be mevatel, there is no, of course there's no mitzvah sayon kikulo. There is no mitzvah sayon kikulo. But mishum kvoid Yom Tov, we allow you to get started a little earlier. You don't have to wait until Yom Tov comes itself. When Yom Tov comes, we want you to be in a state of pristine cleanliness. So everything that you have to do is permitted in the Erev Yom Tov. It's very similar to the way we operate every Erev Shabbos. We don't, some people still think, come Erev Shabbos, Chatzos, you get up, you don't sit Shiva. It's not true. If somebody is sitting Shiva till Sunday, or till even Shabbos morning, on Friday they're supposed to be sitting until Tzeis HaKachavim. But Chazal allow you to get up and to prepare for Shabbos as much time as you need to prepare for Shabbos. So if the Avelim are going to the five towns, so that'll take a 9-hour trek. So after Chatzos, they better leave during the winter months. Otherwise, you don't want anything. If you're staying home, so it takes you an hour to get dressed, to change, take a shower, so on and so forth. So that you're allowed to do. So to here, you're supposed to be sitting the entire day. There is no mitzvah sayon kikulo. But as kvoid yom tov, we allow you to take preparation time, whatever is necessary, after sometime closer to the evening, without specifying what time. We'll soon see the Rush quote someone, it's up to Zman Mincha time. Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense that you can't, it shouldn't be mitzvah sayon kikulo to anybody. I mean, in that case, in the extreme, you would never have a full 3 days of the severe avelos. I mean, you could always say, on the third day, beginning of the third day is a mitzvah sayon, the fourth day starts at 7 a.m. on the third day, and you get rid of all the third day.
No one ever said that mitzvah sayon kikulo will apply in the middle of a unit if it's going to be resumed the next day. No one.
But it's the end of the third day, it's the end of the 3 day unit, and then the rest of the 4 day unit starts, just like Shiva to Shloshim.
Okay, but no one has ever said that.
But maybe that's the reason why, because you can't use mitzvah sayon kikulo, because it's not an issue, it's just an issue of going to be covered yom tov.
Okay, I'm not saying no. But although this case might support it, but no one has yet said that on a regular, no Yom Tov interrupted, that you can say Mixus Hayom Kekula on day 3, and then start again day 4 and apply Mixus Hayom Kekula again day 7. I don't ever remember seeing such an opinion. I hear what you're saying, but I've never seen it. Yeah.
According to all the other opinions, why did Rav Huna say day 3?
Not Dafka.
Something had to trigger him to say day 3. Why not 4 or 5? Day 6 would have been even a bigger thing.
Maybe he wouldn't have held that he wants that he wouldn't do it on day 2.
What?
He wouldn't do it on day 2.
Right, but then he's taking 3 as serious. Because 3 is serious. That's why he did 3, not 2.
And then 4 would not be serious.
Right, then not 4 is not serious, so he can do it. There's got to be some reason. Rashi reacted that way because exactly what's bothering him.
I'm not sure what's bothering. What's the problem?
Why did if Tosis is right, the Rambam is right, that it's not just day 3, it's day 4, 5, and 6 as well? Why did he select day 3? There's no difference in 3 and 4 according to the Rambam. There's a difference in 3 and 5.
Okay.
You're never allowed to say mitzvah. So if he said something, why did he select day 3?
You told us that's why the Rav said you say Hamakom Erev Shabbos.
Right, I told you that. Right, exactly. Show you got to go until the end. That's why we do Nicham Aveilim and Shul. It's to extend, to alert Aveilim that they're supposed to be sitting Shiva until Shkia Sacham. Yes. Right, correct. So, I'm not sure, I don't know. I don't know why he said that. Don't know. Let's take a look at the Rush. On page 1. Send them, I bracketed it. Amar Rav Huna Bar Eda Shua Hakol Modim Shilchal Shlishi Shelo Lios Erev Haregel Sh'asa Brachitza Ado Erev V'hu Adin Afilu Yom Shishi My Taima De akate lo shlim avelus lidei. His avelus has not yet been completed. Elo regel hu mafsik le avelus. It is the interruption of the Yom Tov that terminates the avelus. Hilkach ein mutar lirchot elo ad ayil regel. You're not allowed to bathe until Yom Tov arrives. V'kaimelun kavaseh. And we paskin like this opinion. Kosav harayvitzav. Ha delo aminan mitzvah sayon kikulo is le'inyan rechitza. Mishum de'efshar lei lirchot le'urta. Because he can wash at night, can bathe at night. Masha'en kein b'tiglachas v'tichboses. That is not true with haircuts and laundry. Shahare osur ligaleach ulechabes mishetechshach. It is prohibited to take a bath and to take a haircut. Excuse me, to do laundry and take a shave when it gets dark. So therefore, afal pi shemutu lechabes erev haregel mikol makom. Asur lilov sha'at shetechshach tehevek rechitza. So what will I allow you to do? I'll allow you to do laundry erev yontif. He's not letting you to take a shave, even though he mentioned tiglachas. He's smart enough to recognize that during the shloshim you still know how to shave. So I'm never going to allow you to take a haircut or a shave on erev yontif. But laundry I'm going to allow you to do. But you can't what?
Put
you
on the
can't
clothes.
Wear the new garment because that's like rechitza. I could have done it at Yom Tov. So why should I allow you to wear a freshly laundered garment during Shiva if you can wear that freshly laundered garment at night? Yeah.
But that's where we started. The whole premise of Mixus Yom Kekula was if you're not going to sit a full day, day 3, day 4,
right,
then you stop at 7 a.m. Here he's saying that it makes a difference if you can do
one
malacha.
Good.
But that doesn't make sense on Mixus Yom Kekula.
I mentioned that 2 seconds ago. You're right. The Ravid does not seem to say anything about Mixus Yom Kekula. He says it.
He says
but
it.
Conceptually, it makes very little sense. Mamanav Shach. If Mixus HaYom Kikulo operates, even though the Yom Tov is going to interrupt, then everything should have been permissible. And if Mixus HaYom Kikulo does not apply, nothing should be permissible.
Well, the other opinion in Tosva says Mixus HaYom doesn't apply, but I'll allow you, you can't do Rechitza, but you can do the other stuff, Mishum Kavod, Yantif, and Shabbos.
Right.
But the Raavi doesn't say that.
That's
he uses the
that's
word.
Correct. Mixus HaYom. That's correct. And that's very difficult to understand. Why does Mixus HaYom Kikulo release Malacha A and does not release Halacha B? That's very difficult.
Well, also what he says here, Lachabes, he doesn't give us a time of the Lachabes. He might let you do Lachabes in the morning.
He does. Everybody quotes the Raavad. It means as soon as 5 minutes go by, after Mixus HaYom Kikulo, yes. He's not like Tosfos who says only in the afternoon. That is correct. Yes. Yeah.
Why is Shlishi in brackets?
It could very well be because it means that some manuscripts of the Rush did not have it, because he's agreeing with Tosfos that we're not only limited to the third day, and others had Shlishi, leaving the impression that maybe he agrees with Rashi, or it's just a question, why did he select Shlishi? It's in brackets because there is some question about it. So that's the Raavad Shita. If you now take a look at next page, you have the Ritva. Asa berechitza ad ha'erev. Piresh, the rechitza efshar la b'yomtov, ked isa b'duchta. Rechitza is possible at night, on yomtov. But that's why he mentioned rechitza. But hu adin l'chol dinei shiva, v'choda minayhu nakat. Says the Ritva, it makes no difference between Rechitza and anything else. He just selected Rechitza. But, what is the halacha? What's the halacha? Rechitza is Asarad HaErev, Kibbutz is Asarad HaErev, Yitzia Mibeso is Asarad HaErev. All halachos of Shiva come to an end at night. And that's it. Nothing terminated, not 5 minutes early, certainly not 10 hours early. Ushlishi, lav dafka. Elahu adin, on page 3, ad shisha yamin koidem arega. Through 6 days, makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. No difference whatsoever. Because we don't say, mitzas hayoin kikula. So at least the Ritva is very glatt. There is no Mixus HaYom Kikulo at all. So if there's no Mixus HaYom Kikulo, what's the Havamina that I should be able to just, why should I be able to do laundry? Can't. Why should I be able to take a shower? You can't. Who cares when you can do it? So showering, you're lucky you don't have to wait till Chol HaMoed. That's all. Everything else, you got to wait till Chol HaMoed. That's all. And even according to the Balei HaTosfos, and at that time no one disagreed, to take a full body bath, you also have to wait till Chol HaMoed. You have to wait till Chol HaMoed for a full body bath as well. That's the Ritva.
Chibas also meant that you couldn't put on freshly laundered clothes. So if the guy had a clean pair of clothes, he was a rich guy.
Correct.
He could do that on Yantiv.
On Yantiv, yes. Not before. Not before. Go now to the page 7, and we'll look at the Haggadah. My minis. He's the one who quotes a tshuva about mincha time. It's I didn't bracket it, but it's page 7 in the second right below the middle of the page. You have Haggadah My minis. Amar Rav Huna, it's letter Hey. The letter Hey on the first line. Amar Afuna Hakol Modim Kishachol Shlishi Be'erev Haregel She'asur Brechitza Ado Erev V'lo Amrinen Hachol Mixas Hayon Kikulo Mishum De'efshalo Lirchot Le'urta. He can wash, bathe at night. V'chein Kasa Behag. Now, just that line itself is suggestive of something. The way we understand it, you know why there's no mixus hayom kikulo? Not because you can wash, bathe at night.
Because there is no.
You know why you can no mixus hayom kikulo? Because there's no mixus hayom kikulo. Because it's not
the end of the unit.
I don't need any explanations. Even if you had to wait 6 weeks later to take a bath, who cares? There's no mixus hayom kikulo. That's not the way you get the impression from him. That why don't we say mitzvah sayon kikulo mishum de efshar lo lurchotz l'urta? Because you have that opportunity to take a bath yavdav at night. V'chein kosav balalachas kedolos kichol divrei rabbeinu amechaber ad ha'erev ad de'ayil regel. What does ad ha'erev mean? Until yavdav has been welcomed in. V'lav davke shlishi. It's not only shlishi. Ela filu chada shata. Any hour, v'afilu shita yome, 6 days, no matter if it's the first hour of the Shiva, or the 6th day of the Shiva, we don't apply mixus hayom kikulo, hakol din echad lahem. V'chein piresh rash, ad ha'erev, ad ha'layla, v'yirchotz b'tzonon, o yamtin ad chol shomoed, v'yirchotz b'chamin. V'chein matzo mayri rabbeinu, B'toisvis rivam shekosav lifnei riva. V'chein harayvid kosav ad halayla. Aval ra'avon. Ra'avon was one of Rashi's sons-in-law. Rashi didn't have any sons. He only had lots of daughters. One married the rivan, one married the ravan. Aval ra'avon kosav ad achar tfilas hamincha. The umdo menachamim me'etzlo v'kola aveluso. Remember we had that we don't apply the halacha of mixus hayom kikulo until when on the 7th day? At sheyetze ha-menachamim. So when will the menachamim be leaving on the 7th day? After Shachris. But this is not the 7th day. This is the 3rd day or the 5th day. So when will be the last time that Menachemim will come? To daven Mincha. So once they leave, after we daven Mincha, then you can apply Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo. And the Gemara is just saying, do not apply Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo like you do on day 7, which is after Shachris. Wait until after Mincha in the afternoon, and then all activities are permitted. Because amdo menachamim me'etzlo, and then kala means to end, terminate, avelusa. Ubitshuvos kasuv rabbeinu Shmuel Halevi amad me'evaluso. In the Rav Yosh Tshuvos it says that Rabbeinu Shmuel got up from his avelus erev yom tov mibe od yom v'lo ispalel sham mincha. They did not daven mincha in his house. Mipnei shiyom tov mafsik. So where was he going to daven mincha? He's coming to shul to daven mincha. We have to daven, maybe in the Avel's house. If you can come to shul, daven mincha, what's the problem? And nonetheless, ukeshen shirochets mibod yom, kach omeid me'eveluso mibod yom, v'chein heyed mipi hagon, aviv Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. So he allowed it even without davening mincha. In the afternoon, he got up from his avelus. I guess when the last Menachem walked out of the house without davening mincha.
What are you going after chatzos? He just says miba od yom.
Right, but he made a point below his follow shom mincha. If it was before chatzos, of course they didn't daven mincha.
Okay.
Right. Makes a point in they didn't daven mincha because the previous Ravan said you have to daven mincha first. Daven mincha and then yetze ha-menachamim. So he didn't even have mincha and they got up.
So the Ravan has a new type of mixas hayom kikulo that depends not on the amount of time, but on when the Avelim leave the house.
It's always that way. But seventh day, the last time is when? In the morning. Here it's only the third day, so they can't just get up in the morning.
That's his definition of Mixas Yom.
That's what his definition is. At least in relationship to Avelos. It's not always mixed. Can't say Achiyotia Menachem Bar Shloshim. But for the Shiva, that's the way he interprets it. Yeah. So there are a variety of opinions what the word Ado Erev means. And somebody I saw said that it doesn't say... And if you look at the next to the last line, go all the way right to where it says the Vav, the line before that, line and a half before that, V'kasav Mayri Rabbeinu Sheyichya Acharei Sherabosenu HaNizkarim Le'el Osrim Ad HaLayla Nachal Mahachmir. It would be appropriate to what? To be Machmir and wait not to bathe at all on Erev Yantiv if it's the third day. People don't listen to us, and they all took a bad Erev Yantiv and didn't wait until the night time to wait for the Avelus to end. Good? That's what the halacha of Rav Huna Bereg the Rav Yeshua is. We'll stop here and we'll continue next Devach.